The 2-Foot Difference That Saves Lives, Construction versus General Industry Fall Protection by Michael Raymer, CEO, Redline Safety, Inc. In my 20-plus years between the fire service and safety consulting, I've learned that the 4 most dangerous words in a workplace are, "It's just maintenance." Too often, I see companies get tangled up in the technicalities of OSHA standards. They think if they aren't building a building, the rules don't apply. But here's the reality. Gravity doesn't care if you're a maintenance tech fixing a light bulb or a steelworker bolting a beam. To keep your people safe and your business out of the crosshairs of a $165,000 willful violation, you have to understand the line between OSHA 1910, general industry, and OSHA 1926, construction. The height thresholds, 4 feet versus 6 feet. The most immediate difference is the trigger height. This is the point where OSHA says you must have a fall protection system in place. Why the difference? Construction sites are inherently fluid and high risk, so the 6-foot rule, subpart M, provides a bit more flexibility for a constantly changing environment. General industry, think warehouses and manufacturing plants, is more static, so the threshold is lower at 4 feet. The Michael Raymer golden rule. If your worker is standing over dangerous equipment, like a vat of acid or a moving conveyor, the height requirement is 0. You need protection regardless of the distance. Equipment, it's not just a harness. I often tell my clients that a harness is a last resort. We want to prevent the fall before it ever happens. The equipment needs change depending on which standard you're following. In general industry, 1910, we focus on walking working surfaces, guardrails, and tow boards. These are your bread and butter. If you have an elevated platform or a floor hole, you need a physical barrier. Self-closing gates, a major focus in the recent 1910 updates. If you have a ladderway opening, a simple chain doesn't cut it anymore. You need a gate that closes and latches automatically. Travel restraint systems. We use these to physically prevent the worker from reaching the edge. It's often safer than a fall arrest system because the worker never actually leaves the surface. In construction, 1926, because the ground is often moving or unfinished, we get more technical. Personal fall arrest systems, PFAS. This is the classic harness, lanyard, and anchor point. In construction, we have to be hyper-vigilant about fall clearance. If you're only 10 feet up, a 6-foot lanyard plus 3.5 feet of shock absorber expansion means you're hitting the deck before the harness catches you. Safety net systems, common in bridge work or steel erection. They must be drop tested and installed as close as practicable under the work surface, never more than 30 feet below. Leading edge SRLs. If you're working on a leading edge, like a new roof or floor, standard lifelines can snap if they rub against a sharp corner during a fall. You need specialized leading edge LE equipment. The training gap. Here's where most companies fail a mock inspection. Under both standards, training is non-negotiable. For general industry, you must train anyone using a personal fall protection system before they are exposed to the hazard. For construction, the requirements are even more rigorous, requiring a competent person to train employees to recognize fall hazards and follow specific procedures to minimize them. Which standard applies to you? This is the million-dollar question. If your maintenance crew is doing a routine repair on an HVAC unit, you're likely under 1910, general industry. If that same crew is replacing the entire unit and modifying the roof structure to fit it, you've just stepped into 1926, construction territory. The Redline approach. When in doubt, we aim for the most stringent standard. At Redline Safety, we don't just check boxes. We build systems that stand up to the toughest inspections, and more importantly, bring your people home. Are you unsure if your facility meets the 4-foot or 6-foot rule? Don't wait for a surprise guest from OSHA to find out. Contact us at Redline Safety Incorporated today for a comprehensive site assessment and custom training program. Search Redline Safety.